Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
And we're here. Free Talk Live, the live call-in show, Thursday night edition. Sitting here in the studio tonight, it's I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
Matty Matt.
And I am not Tyler.
Fantastic.
I'm also not going to attempt to be Tyler. I realize that last Thursday, it is Thursday today.
It is Thursday, yes.
Last Thursday, when Matt wasn't here, I proclaimed boldly that I was substitute Matt or fake Matt or fill-in Matt or several other versions of substitute Matt. But Tyler isn't here, and so I'm kind of doing the same thing. I'm filling in for it, but, like, I just can't be Tyler.
No.
I know Matt a bit better than I know Tyler, and Tyler said, well, why don't you just be substitute Matt again and let Matt be substitute Tyler? No. And I thought that was a good idea.
Tyler is not here, but he is sitting right across the street, like rocking in a swing chair. So,
well, he was about 20 minutes ago when I parked and, you know, walked into the studio. I saw him across the street. I'm like, looking like you're studying pretty hard there, pal, for taking a night out for studying.
Hey, there are cigars to smoke and whiskey to drink. So, I mean, things got to get done around here sometime.
Well, these are things I could be doing instead of filling in for Tyler.
Yes, but you're a sucker.
It could be not Tyler sitting on the swing enjoying the evening while Tyler's out here. But no, he's just chilling out there while we do all the work.
I also love this show. So, you know, when it comes time to do free speech stuff on a nationwide 200-ish
worldwide
radio stations, plus the internet, plus a couple of satellite stations.
The only intergalactic libertarian radio
station. I mean, the only thing that could get me here faster and more frequently is if there were several hot babes doing first chair.
You know, there are intergalactic uprisings that are occurring right now because of this show. We don't even know about them happening.
In a parallel dimension.
And Tyler couldn't even bother.
In a time. In a world. Right? This is the movie guy?
That would be how you do fake Tyler, though. You just go down a conspiracy rabbit hole until you find the bottom or the exit.
Bottom or exit.
Well, because that's what he does, right? That's the thing. It's like, all right, we're going to talk about conspiracies. Like, how deep do you guys really want to go tonight?
I mean, right. And I'm not of the conspiracy depth that Tyler is. Like,
Venusians kidnapped Joe Biden and replaced his left earlobe. That's why it looks funny.
I mean, have you partied with the Venusians?
I have not partied.
All right, well, until you do, call me later.
But I would assume that's where the hot babes come from, right? Is that?
Is there an HB on that order? Yes, there is. So I used to work at a pizza place, and folks would call in. And me and my friend Tom would predict, based on the female voice that called and ordered, that if it was indeed a female who came to retrieve said order, it was pickup only, we didn't have delivery, you know, that we would put an HB on the ticket. HB nice. Stood for hot babe.
I got that.
Yeah. Just in case the listeners out there weren't paying attention. And so
if you see an HB on your Starbucks cup, be glad. Be
or we would do, like, hey, do you got that order for the two medium pizzas? Yeah, was there an HB on that order? There sure was. Okay, great, I'll have it right up for you, you know?
Nice.
Like, if you're peering out into the window where, like, the hot babe is actually standing. Now, is that sexual harassment?
Good question. I think in today's world, it's probably rape.
Yeah, right.
Well,
literal rape.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, then these are all figurative stories that only happened in my mind.
I used to work at a fast food salad joint, and we had, like, a buffalo chicken Caesar wrap.
Oh, they had one of those in Seattle called Sprout. Okay. This and was, it was a $12 salad, but it was large and delicious.
So I will say this about the salad, right? It was not, it was probably about the same price. I think the large was like a $10 salad.
Uh-huh.
Right? I got so accustomed to that that when they went out of business, I went to Whole Foods and I made myself like a $10 salad. And then I got to the register. It was like $35. I'm like, oh man, no wonder we went out of business because we were only charging $10 for this.
Yeah.
And look how much it's supposed to cost. But anyway, so we had this buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, and I basically I dubbed it like the douchebag wrap because being there long enough, I could tell whoever walked through that door, right? If they looked like the bro, the douchebag, that's what they were ordering. And sometimes I would call out, like, buffalo chicken Caesar wrap? Like, yeah, how'd you know? You look like the kind of guy who would order buffalo chicken Caesar.
Yeah, we nicknamed that the douchebag order, so you're predictable.
Did you put DB on the wrap?
I did not. I was
Because that might be confused with HB.
That's right.
You don't want to.
Got to differentiate.
Yeah.
Sometimes DBs codes. Come with the HBs, though.
That's true.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Way too often, actually, now that you mention it.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have worked in, food restaurants pre-marijuana legalization or decriminalization, but I know this. The place to go while you're at work in a restaurant to smoke a doobie when you can't, actually go outside for whatever reason.
The freezer.
The walk-in cooler. Right, yeah, because it's got the fan that, and you just and, blow it, and it takes the smoke out, and you're good to go. So any of you newbies who are working your new restaurant job and you think that marijuana might be frowned upon, but you want to, get baked while you're working, that's not our advice to you.
I know of a chain restaurant in Applebee's, one particular franchise location where
he's naming them.
I don't know if we should, but it's
no, you shouldn't.
You already did.
So, but
Applebee's is a large chain.
Yes.
It could be anywhere.
Right.
Could be anywhere that the International House of Pancakes is located.
Right.
Except the International House of Pancakes doesn't have any international locations that I'm aware of,
and they don't have any here, unfortunately.
They should be called.
Wait. Here, define here.
Is it like in New Hampshire?
There was one in Bedford.
Oh, I don't even know where Bedford is. That's
it's close to Manchester.
If you live in Keene and that's over a hill, that's too far.
Okay, that's why I said define here.
Yeah, I want it in Keene.
It occurs to me that the International House of Pancakes may have one location in Canada.
Toronto.
Giving them the ability to... Because otherwise it's just...
False.
Instead of the IHOP, it's just the hop.
Or the N-Hop.
Right.
Or the N-Hop. But, if you're going to drop the I, you're just going to be the Hop.
They have tons of Timmy Hortons, though.
We're the House of Pancakes. It'd be like Waffle House calling themselves the International House of Waffles.
That would work.
No. I like Waffle House, man. Yeah.
I think maybe somebody should open the International House of the House of International Waffles.
Ooh, the IHOP.
McDonald's
the
has the Big Mac.
You can get the Big Mac.
The IHOP. I have a perfect breakfast sandwich. I described this to Bonnie just maybe a week ago or so. And it's exactly the guts you think it is. It's some thick-cut, crispy bacon, one or two eggs, depending on how big you want the sandwich to be. I like my eggs over easy. I like the eggs to be sort of the sauce of the sandwich kind of a thing. And then one of those frozen hash brown patties, but all broiled up, so nice and crispy brown on both sides. And that's the guts of your sandwich. Now, the outsides of your sandwich are Texas toast, but prepared in the following way. They're prepared as if they were French toast, and in the batter for the French toast, you actually pour some real New Hampshire maple frickin' syrup.
High five.
Into the batter. And this kind of gives it a better, more higher quality McGriddles vibe.
Sure.
Right? McGriddles are like the little pancakes with the baked in syrup flavor. It's nothing like that because it's not so processed, right? You're just doing French toast with a little maple syrup in the batter, and those are your top and bottom for your sandwich. So then, you get the first piece of bread down, you put the hash brown patty on it, then you put the cheese, the bacon, the eggs. Right, maybe another layer of cheese if you're feeling gumptious. Right? And then you put the other thing on it, maybe cut it in half, and wrap it in a thing and serve it. Boom.
I used to do the breakfast sandwich with Eggo waffle breads.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Oh, that's good. Yes,
right?
I like it.
Never added the syrup.
Yeah, you could.
You should.
Maybe next time.
It's a kick-ass thing to do.
Let us dispense with the witty banter, and on the other side of this, get into the real news.
Yes, let's do that.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
You playing Blitzer with me? Yes, I was. I hope you like it.
It's a small table.
But not that way.
603-283-6160. If you want to play footsies with myself, Richie Rich,
Maddie Matt, and the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
Oh, good. He remembered who it was. I thought he was going to go with not Tyler.
I figured I'd better get all the names in the first call out.
All right.
You know, now for the rest of the call outs and the rest of the segments, I can chop it up however I want.
And a real lord in Scotland.
Technically, yes, I do own land in Scotland. It's a 1-foot by 1-foot square plot of land that happens to be in a, we'll call it a nature preserve of sorts.
Okay.
The whole point of the business in which I bought this plot of land from was that if I give them this money, not only do I become a lord, which is the novelty, but they will take care of this, I don't know, however many hundred acres that they bought as a nature preserve, a privately funded voluntary nature preserve. And I'm like, that seems like a fair trade-off.
It's kind of a brilliant idea.
I get the Lord title in a 1-foot by 1-foot, and I can go and visit it at any time. They're open 24/7. I can go find, oh, yeah, your particular square foot is in. It's like the old maps where you go like, oh, it's page 18 and line B, or like, what do they call it, battleship. Yeah, A4. You know, you just go across the thing, you find where your plot is. So it exists. Yeah. It exists, and it's real, and Captain Kickass is the registered owner of said 1-foot by 1-foot plot of land. So, yeah, I am technically the Lord Reverend Doctor, the doctorate is honorary, Captain Kickass.
So it has come to my attention in the last few days that you could buy that same 1-foot, 1-foot plot on Mars.
Oh, I want that.
So that's a thing, too.
That doesn't give you a special title, though, like Lord
Martian.
You become a Martian, would you not?
Dual citizenship. I mean, unless you live there.
I don't know.
Like, I want to go there.
I can own property in Guatemala. That doesn't make me a Guatemalan.
Fair enough.
Right. I don't know about that. I'll say what I am wherever I am. I'll change that title.
I am what I am, and that's all that I... What are you, Popeye?
Yes.
All right, cool.
So, lordships, landlords, you've got an article, Captain?
I do. Would you like to hear about it?
I would.
This is from FEE.org, or the Foundation for Economic Education.
Great website.
A federal judge just struck down one of the CDC's most blatant power grabs. What would that power grab be, you might ask?
A ban on evictions.
Their hatred of property?
We should all be, you're very close, we should all be able to agree that the government shouldn't pursue solutions that clearly exceed its legal authority. That's just the sub-headline. So the article goes, did you know that unelected bureaucrats at the CDC have the power to unilaterally commandeer rental properties nationwide?
It seems like the unelected bureaucrats in all of the three-letter organizations really run the show when it comes to the daily lives of the average individual.
Or at least they did until yesterday, when a federal judge ruled that the CDC's so-called eviction moratorium is illegal. We've covered this topic here on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Repeatedly, but this is the first time that it's been struck down, even within the system itself, which makes Captain a happy dude.
Yeah.
But don't let it make you relax. This should not be cause for relaxation.
Here's the background.
Government doing good work.
Yeah, let's not put too many chips on that.
All right, fine, but let me just have a... Okay, it was good for a minute. All right.
Okay, it's over now.
Back in September, the CDC issued a mandate that landlords could not evict non-paying tenants in most circumstances. Landlords who violated the order faced potential penalties up to $100,000 in fines and a year in jail. In doing so, it essentially permitted renters to occupy their landlord's property indefinitely without payment. This wrought havoc on the rental market and has financially ruined many middle and working class landlords.
No, no, no. Landlords are only the rich people. They're the ultra-rich. They're the wealthy.
The evil
1%. Aristocrats. Yes. How is it going to hurt the middle class person when
okay, the landlords? I own a piece of property and it's a duplex and I have renters, but that's all the property that I own.
So you are representing the 1% of wealth in America in this conversation.
No, because if you actually look at my income, it's
evil capitalist.
It's why, yeah, I know, right? You evil capitalist. All you're concerned about is the profit.
Pay your fair
share. You're like a Ferengi from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. The rules of acquisition.
Although those guys were actually pretty cool.
I mean, they were closest to space ANCAPs that I've
absolutely
ever seen. But at any rate, I don't really make that much money per year. I'm like below the national average.
So you're leeching off of the back of your renters who have to toil away daily.
You make thousands and thousands and thousands of $1 bills.
I mean, they seem pretty happy to. Like, my rent is low for the area. I'm underpriced. I'm under market. And they're very happy to pay the amount of rent that I'm charging versus what they would pay with some other landlord.
So, I don't believe the situation is even possible.
But then again, like having the ANCAP mind and the voluntarist perspective, like, I just try to bring value where there isn't any. You know what I mean? So the previous landlord didn't pay for any sort of rodent, you know, extermination, you know, kind of thing. I get in there, and the first thing I do is call an extermination company and be like, I need to get on a quarterly plan right now. I got ants, you know, I've seen some centipedes and some spiders, seen some mice. Oh, I think I got some gophers, too. Pretty sure I saw Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. Oh, chipmunks, sorry, gophers, okay. Yeah. Pretty sure I saw Alvin, Simon, and Theodore putting on a concert in my front yard.
I think gophers are only, like, native to golf courses.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bill Murray has to be there with his funny hat.
Right. Don't nobody worry about me. Right, anyway. I love the gopher.
Great. Caddyshack. Classic.
Sometimes the person named Nobody.
I wonder how
Nobody,
much of our listening audience just caught that.
Sometimes the person named Nobody, who's currently been kidnapped and is being held hostage. Sometimes the way he moves reminds me of the gopher from Caddyshack a little bit. He'll be all animated and talking, and he'll just kind of move back and forth. And I'm like, that's what the gopher from Caddyshack does. Like, in my mind, at any rate.
Carry on.
So this article from the FEA says, you know, landlords could not evict basically anybody. They faced up to a $100,000 fine and a year in jail. It essentially permitted renters to occupy their landlord's property indefinitely without payment. This wrought havoc on the market. But even setting the dysfunctional results of the policy aside, the CDC was always relying on the razor-thin legal justification for its mandate. It pointed to one vague law that says, during a pandemic, the CDC director may take such measures to prevent such spread of diseases as he/she deems reasonably necessary, including inspection, fumigation, designation, pet, blah, 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 believed to be sources of infection.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Did they make the right call? 603-283-6160.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting his big infrastructure and jobs plan in Louisiana. Biden saying the country needs to be rebuilt during a speech in Lake Charles with an old vehicular bridge behind him. The president saying roughly 45,000 bridges in the United States are structurally deficient.
We rank 8th in the world in terms of our infrastructure. We used to be the leader in the world.
Biden also saying the nation's wealthiest corporations and individuals are not paying enough in taxes.
I don't want to punish anybody. You're entitled to be a millionaire or a billionaire. Just pay your fair share.
Two students and a custodian are injured after being shot at a middle school 15 miles north of Idaho Falls on Thursday. The injuries don't appear to be life-threatening, according to the East Idaho News. The suspect, who is a student, is also in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. A new voting bill is now the law in Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends today. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency, but Democratic critics, without any proof, call it an effort to restrict voting access. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up 318 points to close at 34,548. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, what happened to your, like, I understand the shaving of the head, but did you have to shave the beard, too?
It was my winter beard.
Did you get, like, crabs or something where you had to, like, do the whole thing?
No. It's spring has sprung. The temperature has risen. Hair and facial hair makes you a little bit extra warm. So off it goes.
That's true. So I don't know if you're technically our budget Jason Momoa anymore.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to... That title has been gone.
I don't remember ever being given that title.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
That was me.
That was all behind my back.
When you started losing the weight and you became half the man you are today...
Okay.
Or wait, you became half the man you were some time ago.
In 2019?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Which, great job, by the way.
Thank you.
Like... Yeah, that's about when people are like, he's the low-budget Jason Momoa.
And if I had known that, I would have probably taken that as a compliment and then hit the gym even harder.
And you'd have gotten like a shirt that says LBJM on the back.
Why not?
Number 88 or whatever your
what
number's going to be.
What would Momoa do?
Definitely
more weights. All right. I'm in the studio. I am Richie Rich.
Along Matty with Matt.
And the captain.
And you can get on in a little bit here. 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. Before we get back into landlordism, Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on the Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on one slick and easy-to-use website. That is Bitcoin.com.
A fantastic website.
Absolutely.
I've been there so many times, like, just even, like, since the 16th, right, when the raid happened, or the terrorist attack on Free Talk Live Studios, as well as the other places that I'm sure we'll talk about later in the program. I have, for whatever reason, I've been visiting Bitcoin.com more often.
You got to check the price on an hourly basis, otherwise
well,
you get
lucky, huh? It's really more about their news site. They've been doing a kick-ass job, with the exception of carrying a story about the Crypto Six.
Oh, calling out the sponsors.
Yeah. But other than that, they've been doing really a kick-ass job of, like, carrying the news and, like, keeping it afloat, keeping it relevant to cryptocurrency and all that kind of stuff. I sent an email to, I think it was, like, editor at or op-ed at or both or something, like, saying, hey, here's some stuff. Won't you guys consider doing an article, maybe, please? And I haven't heard anything back, so we'll see what happens, but.
You know,
I do find it odd that we've had response from the libertarian media where people have picked up the story, they wanted to know about it, they know some of us who either live or work or do the show or whatever, and they've contacted, and like people have been on, I've been on like Kokesh's show, Bonnie's been on a couple of things, Aria's been on several things, and like, but they're all just libertarian media. The cryptocurrency media in large has ignored these events, the events of the Crypto Six is what I'm talking about specifically. And I don't know why that is.
Well, let me take a shot at it before we go to the phones here, Kevin. It's because the Crypto Six news is negative news when it comes to moving the vast majority of people forward with using cryptocurrency. Because you go like, you're going to buy, trade, and sell cryptocurrency? This could happen to you, and that's going to turn a whole bunch of people off.
Yeah, that's true, okay. And there's something else too.
But Roger, when Ross Ulbricht was arrested, was this negative news that was ignored by the cryptocurrency media? No, it was not. Ian Freeman is probably the earliest evangelical voice for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency that I'm aware of, and for this to not be a story in my mind is a frickin' sin in the cryptocurrency community.
I will not disagree with that.
Yeah.
Just explaining why it's possible that they chose that way.
But as far as Bitcoin.com goes, Roger Ver is at the head of Bitcoin.com, right? Well, one thing that they
and he's still a firm supporter of Free Talk Live.
Totally, yeah. And one thing that they did do, though, is Roger has started, you know, as libertarians, we're always trying to look for new infrastructure to build that's an alternative to the existing infrastructure that everybody relies on, and so they don't have to rely on that anymore. Roger created something called Flipstarter. Have you heard of Flipstarter?
I have.
So Flipstarter is like a Kickstarter. You can crowdsource, you know, funding for whatever you want, and it's all crypto-based. So there is a Flipstarter going for the Crypto Six.
Nice.
Yes, there is, and we appreciate that. Again, my specific beef here is just with the media channels in particular. Like, I understand that we're going to get some traction in libertarian-style media, whether it's anarchist or voluntarist or a capital L libertarian or party or lower L. Like, I understand that, and that makes sense, and there have been a few things written about the Crypto Six, but when it comes to cryptocurrency media, the silence is deafening.
Understood. So, before that, we were talking about the CDC eviction moratorium, landlords, and all that. Let us go to the phones. We have Landlord on the line from Chattanooga. Landlord, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Good.
I'm a small landlord, like most landlords are.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little bit more than most do. I have about 56 units. That bring in, about $84,000 a month.
Oh, my God, you must live in opulence.
I mean, I'm I'm totally jealous, bro. I got, like, one unit.
well, I, I've got a friend like you, landlord. But please continue.
Only $21,000 is profit. You know, profit. And
evil capitalist.
I do take six of my tenants do pay in Bitcoin. So I mean,
way to go! Hell yeah!
Which makes you a very happy man at this point.
I like I said, since I bring in $22,000 a month, roughly in profit. You know, what the CDC did, I did have a lot of tenants that unfortunately lost their job. I'd say about 8 months out of the entire stretch of the pandemic, I was definitely in the negative.
Wow.
Which
so you went from, you went from 21K in a month to negative in those months?
To pulling, at the most, I had to pull $31,000 out of my pocket.
Now, I'm assuming...
A lot of my tenants all work at the same company.
Okay. I'm assuming now that because you're you and you have this many units, you sound like, you know, an above-average intelligence human being, that you had some sort of account socked away for these emergency situations. I'm thinking, like, you know, when your units need a new roof or something happens with the plumbing, you've got some sort of a budget set aside for these emergency things.
Funny enough, my rainy day fund is Bitcoin, but yeah.
We call that stolen productivity because someone had to work for that, and it wasn't you, sir.
Yeah. Well, the moral story is really a lot of my tenants. I do plan on. I think I have like four tenants. I do plan as soon as the eviction moratorium lifts. I do plan on filing a civil lawsuit.
Well, congratulations. Go ahead and file that lawsuit because it looks like the CDC bit has been denied by a federal judge. Yeah.
And I'm really glad to ask. I understand that people have lost their jobs. Most of the landlords I know are like, you know, people that are empty nesters that downsized and kept their bigger home and decided to rent it out to pay for their, you know, their child's education and that type of stuff. That's most landlords, in my opinion. So for those type of guys, it really sucks. So I know a good dozen friends or so that had to sell all their properties at a large loss with the tenant still in them. And you can't remove the tenant during the sale. So that's why it's such a big loss, because you're literally selling me an asset that has no way to produce revenue until, at the time, September.
All right. Thank you for the call, landlord. Appreciate your thoughts.
Oh, by the way, the check's in the mail, landlord.
Always. If you'd like to get in and discuss this, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
I am Rich.
Matty Matt. And the Captain.
Free Talk Live, the live call-in show, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, to get your thoughts on the air. I'm going to jump right back into the phone calls, because we got some news.
Is that what we do here at Free Talk Live? We go to the phones?
We go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones.
I'm not very comfortable doing this. I'm just going to... Dave in New Hampshire?
Damn. Hey.
You're on.
I have a possible partial solution to your concern about the Bitcoin media.
Okay. Become the Bitcoin media.
So, yeah, I've been also frustrated. I thought they would have covered the arrest of the Crypto Six a lot more heavily than they did.
Or at all? Like, I mean, I don't remember even a peep from the cryptocurrency media.
CoinDesk did a full-blown news panel on it with all their...
All right, I'll go look. But
anyway if you go to forum.shiresociety.com, I have posted a media list, and it lists about 10 different email addresses for Bitcoin media. And so you can easily reach them. And I've mass mailed them a couple times.
Sure.
But what we also need is somebody to kind of form personal relationships with some of the reporters and, you know, send them individualized.
Right. I know, from my being in a heavy metal band days, that we had to hire, I'm going to call them a pseudo PR representative. I call them that because, we didn't actually pay them. We gave them some beer and perhaps some other illicit drugs. to do what we asked, but essentially they needed to know how to format a press release and then put together the press release and then release it to the press, arguably. And there's, you know, there's form and proper etiquette for doing these things. And I feel like that's what we might be lacking here at this point. I also feel like Ian Freeman is the guy amongst this particular crew of people here who, A, not only knows how to do that, but B, would handle that type of a situation if it came up. And so, therefore, the rest of us here who are, you know, limping the show along. I mean, the show has actually been running, I'll knock on some wood here, rather smoothly thanks to Aria's fantastic technical efforts. I mean, I'm a technician, but not of the radio and the network variety, and so my education in these things is rather limited. Aria has been doing a kick-ass job, full seal of approval, at getting the show back up and running. But that being said, I don't think that any one of us that's left here as far as, like, you know, the major players in the Free Talk Live is aware of how to do anything that resembles that when it comes to contacting the press.
Let me ask you a question, Dave, because this was my concern on the other side when, you know, why aren't they covering it? How would you put a positive crypto spin when reaching out to these people? Because it doesn't seem to be very positive as far as, like, gaining more people to use cryptocurrency when the broad look of the story is use cryptocurrency, go to jail.
Yeah, you don't try to put a positive spin on it. You make it an issue of them versus us. I guess they're cracking down on us. Let's push back in a peaceable manner.
Fair enough. And I would again,
the whole idea of the federal government or any government being cautious about cracking heads is because they don't want the negative publicity, right? So we got to give them that publicity. That's those are our shields on our enterprise.
Okay, I hear you. And the way the raid took place, to me, it was to cause a chilling effect amongst, you know, cryptocurrency users or people thinking about getting into it. And I think that the way it's being presented, it's overwhelmingly has that chilling effect. And I don't know if publicizing that chilling effect brings more people into the cryptocurrency fold to get the sort of adoption and following you would need to get the word out and to, you know, really publicize the Crypto Six.
All publicity is generally good publicity. And the other thing is that if it does create a situation where there's people scared away from crypto, that creates a wealth transfer from them to the libertarians.
That's true. Very good. I like that. I like that angle.
In which case, just keep them out then, and then just make this well-known in libertarian circles and get the libertarians on board with crypto, because there are still a handful. I go to the Manchester meetups. They're not specifically crypto meetups, but they're libertarian, liberty folk meetups, and there are people there that are just anti-Bitcoin, anti-crypto, don't see the value.
Anti?
Just no value.
They're libertarians, though?
Well, okay, so anti, not meaning that it should be wiped off the planet, anti, like the government should get involved.
They just don't trust it.
But anti as in, wouldn't use it, I wouldn't advocate people using it, you know, it's not a good thing to put your wealth into.
Oh, these are the people that won't even, they wouldn't even buy $20 worth in 2011, which would have made them a millionaire now.
Right, because they're not behind the technology, and therefore they wouldn't be behind the money. Right, it's just they'll diversify their wealth elsewhere. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
I think Dave was calling in about something completely other than what we've been talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kevin. I was going to throw it back to Dave. Go for it.
Dave?
Are you there, Dave?
Dave's not here.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
I cheek muted you.
Oh my goodness. Hopefully the facial cheeks.
So it was forum.shiresociety.com, then just look for the media contact list, and that also has some rudimentary instructions for how to contact them properly, you know, etiquette wise. I should probably put more instructions there, and I think I will.
You're a wealth of information.
Anyway, I was calling about Bradley Keys. Have you been following? You guys been following or reporting on the Bradley Keys stories very much?
Fill us in, because I think when I screened you, I've heard about it, but I haven't read much into it.
So the good part is a free stater here was in New Hampshire was able to get on the Tucker Carlson show and talk up some of the ideas of liberty. But the reason why it happened was, I guess he's a student at Pembroke Academy, and they were forcing him to force his athletes to wear masks during athletic events.
Right. So he's not a student. He was the coach, right?
Yes, something like that. And so they were going to be running with masks on, right? Anyone see a problem here?
Yeah, totally.
Everyone in the studio.
I think a child abuse argument could be made for that. He did the right thing there.
Yes, they were ordering him to abuse his students, and he refused to do it, so they fired him.
Wow. Yeah, I actually saw this story. Now that I'm looking at it, I didn't realize this guy was a free stater. That's fantastic. Yeah, way to go, bud.
Now, I don't know if Pembroke Academy is a government school or not, so that would be a big issue in terms of how much of a... I mean, they can set whatever policies they want in a sense, but
right.
unless they're doing it at taxpayer expense.
So are you just bringing this to our attention, or is there something to it? Like, what did he say on Tucker Carlson? What's the message that needs to get out here?
I haven't seen the appearance. I'm mainly just bringing your attention to it. I don't know a lot of the details. But it's just, you know, it's nice to see a free stater stirring the pot over there.
Definitely.
Sometimes we feel as though we're fighting alone. No one wants to support our thing, you know, but they're all out there doing something, and there's a lot of them now.
Now, okay, so let's assume for a moment, I'm going to put my devil's advocate hat on here. If it's a private institution, public institution, let's work past that for the moment and just say that he is working in agency to the organization, right? And the organization has certain policy guidelines that people above his pay grade set, and then he is then responsible, you know, as it's delegated to him, to mete out. And they say, athletes have to wear masks. It is your job to delegate that responsibility to ensure that the organizational goals are being followed and worked towards. And he's going completely against that, against the organization. And isn't it a justifiable termination at that point? Because he's undermining.
Well, I would bet that they have policies about not hurting the students.
Right?
And I think that reopeninh.com has recently uncovered that there is a state law that forbids obstructing a student's airway.
He's got other
rules he's supposed to follow, right? And we're getting to the point where they're making rules that ban their other rules.
And I think that would be an interesting case to arbitrate out. We're going to hold you over, Dave, so we can continue this conversation. Do you want to stick around?
I don't have anything else to add.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, then.
Okay.
You can call in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.